This one is called Muff Getting Bit by a Dog. Disclaimer, snowflake, switch off now. Right, I haven't talked about Muff before, but that's his nickname. I don't know why he's called Muff. I don't know why he got a nickname, but that's just his nickname. Tell you a bit about Muff. Ex-army, stocky, very loyal. A very good repo man. Didn't work for me for long, worked for me in the early days. Now, we was trying to find this car. We couldn't find it anywhere. We had a tip-off. It was in a scrapyard. So, pulled up at a scrapyard, having a look around, couldn't find it. Poked a head in the scrapyard. Car's there, parked up in the corner. I'm talking to Muff, should we go and get it? Muff wasn't scared of anything. He was like, yeah, let's go and get it. So we walk in, looking around, definitely the car we're after. We're like, we need the keys. So we go to the office in the corner and speak to the person. All hell breaks loose. You're not having that car. That's one of our driver's cars. What drives like the big wagons delivering like all the scrap metal and all this. It's going off. So we're like, oh shit. He's trying to call people on walkie talkies and everything for all could be out of our depth here. So we quickly smash the window, go to a car, smash the window, take the handbrake off, snap the steering lock and start trying to drag it out backwards or push it out backwards out the scrapyard. We're moving it towards the main gate. Now, we've already parked in the main gates, so they couldn't shut them. So we're pushing this car up. So Muff's behind the car pushing, arm in the door, pushing like this. I've told Muff I've got to stop. So I've put the handbrake on, because I need to get our truck out of the way. So I've reversed the truck out of the way. People are starting to come in the yard, starting shouting and everything. Come back, tip the handbrake off, start pushing the car. Muff's behind. They release the dog. Now Muff actually gets bit in the fucking neck by this dog. This dog jumps up as he's pushing. Fucking bites him. And obviously it doesn't like rip all his arteries out, but it fucking catches him. Muff don't give a fuck. He just knocks the dog out of the way. Carries on pushing. I'm fucking pushing the car. I'm like, fucking, this is just going mad. We get the car out on the main road. And then this big lorry pulls up, all scrap metal in the back. Fuck me. This bloke jumps out. This big Irishman, big fucking Paddy. He's huge. And I'm thinking, fucking hell, I hope that ain't our customer. He was huge. He comes walking over, he's thinking, Jesus, it's going to take me and Muff to fucking stop him. He's ready for a fight. He's 100%, it's going to go off. Then the boss comes running out, and we're like, he's called the police. The boss has called the police, and we're like, to be quite honest, it could have saved our fucking ass, because if he hadn't called the police and it was going to turn into a fight, we might not have fucking won. Could have given a good fucking go. I probably would have gotten a spec lift and tried to run this bloke over, but he was huge. Anyway, and then it all sort of like calmed down. This bloke was just stood there, towering over us. The manager was there going, you can't come in our yard and do this. We're saying, what's on public property now? The car's outside, it's ours. It's things. And these coppers turned up pretty quick. And then the coppers were going, well, what's happened? We said, well, here's a warrant. We've come for this bloke's car. Never saw the bloke. And this big Irishman wasn't the bloke. He had nothing to do with it. He just worked with this bloke. And in the end, the big Irishman gets in his wagon, drives off. And then the other bloke goes away, drives off. And then the police turned around to Muff and went, you're bleeding. Do you want to do them for assault? Do you want to do them for, like, getting bit by a dog? Do you want the dog put down? And Muff didn't give a fuck. This is what I liked about Muff. He was just literally sort of the earth kind of bloke. He just went, no, I don't give a fuck. And the copper goes, mate, you've just been bit by a dog. He's going, it will heal. And that was it. That was the Muff getting bit by a dog. I know it's a short story, but fucking hell. Just shows you, some people in life don't always go running to the police. Don't always go crying to the police. This bloke had got bit by a fucking dog. He got bit in the fucking neck. And he just didn't give a shit. All he wanted to do was get to the next repo.